Welcome in. Today we're doing a classic drama and bass move that instantly upgrades old school breaks into modern, hard-hitting rollers, layering the Apache break with clean kick and snare one-shots, right inside Ableton Live. If you're new to this, here's the big idea before we touch anything. The Apache break is going to be your character layer. That's the swing, the hats, the ghost notes, the attitude. But your one-shots are going to own the job of being consistent and powerful. Kick owns the low-end punch. Snare owns the backbeat impact. Once you decide that, mixing becomes way easier and you stop fighting your own drums. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to something DnB friendly, anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM. I usually land on 174. Now make 3 audio tracks and name them so you don't get lost. Break, kick layer, and snare layer. Select all 3 and group them. In Ableton, that's Command or Control G. Name the group Drums Bus. This group is where we'll glue everything together later. And trust me, that bus thinking is one of the big differences between loops that sound like samples and drums that sound like a record. Now let's bring in the Apache. Drop your Apache break onto the break track, double-click it so you're in clip view, and turn warp on. Warp mode matters here. Start with complex because it's a decent general choice, but if you feel like the transients get smeary, switch to beats mode. In beats mode, set preserve to transients, and try a 1/16 or 1/8 setting. You're listening for the hits to stay crisp while still locking to the grid. Now do the alignment properly. Find the true first downbeat, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Loop just one bar first. This is important. Beginners often try to fix 8 bars of mess instead of 1 bar of tight. Your goal is simple. It plays in time with the metronome and it doesn't sound weird from stretching. Cool. Now we slice it. Right-click the warped break and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, slice by transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. This is the beginner-friendly sweet spot because now the groove is editable like MIDI, but the DNA still comes from the real break. Rename that new track Apache rack so you remember what it is. And you can mute or delete the original audio track if you want, because the rack is now your working break. Next step is one of the most important mix decisions in DnB. We're going to high-pass the break. On the Apache rack track, drop an EQ8. Turn on a high-pass filter. Start around 150 Hz. Use a 24 dB per octave slope. If it gets too thin, pull it down toward 120. If your kick is still feeling crowded, push it up toward 180. Here's the teacher note. You're not doing this because low end is bad. You're doing it because you want one layer to own the sub and low punch. If the Apache is still full range, it will fight your kick and your bass, and you'll end up ecking in circles. Now we pick a kick one shot. Find a punchy DnB kick that has a short, controlled tail. Avoid huge boomy kicks for this exercise. Drag it onto the kick layer track. If you want a clean workflow, convert it to simpler so you can easily program it with MIDI. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. The basic foundation is kick on 1.1. Then you can add an extra kick depending on the role you want. A common option is around 1.3, or a slightly later placement like 1.3.3 for a bit more skip. Keep it simple for now. Start with 1.1 and 1.3 and we'll tweak later. Now do the thing that separates kinda hits from why is this so punchy. Align your transients. Zoom in. Compare the kick transient in your one shot to the main kick transient in the break pattern. Even a tiny mismatch can weaken the hit because of timing and phase. If it feels smaller than it should, nudge the kick a tiny amount, or use track delay. Try plus or minus a few milliseconds and listen in context. And here's a slick check. Put a utility on the kick layer and briefly hit phase invert. If your low end suddenly gets bigger when you invert, something is fighting. That usually means timing or phase relationship issues between the kick and leftover low end in the break. Fix it by nudging the kick by a super tiny amount, or adjusting your break high pass frequency or slope. Sometimes the fix is literally a few samples. Alright, snare layer next. Pick a snare with a strong transient and some body around 200 Hz. In drum and bass, the snare is basically the spine of the track. Drop it on snare layer, use audio or simpler, either is fine. Program snare hits on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your classic DnB backbeat. Then zoom in and align the snare transient to the break snare. Again, we want that one snare feeling, not two slightly late snares flaming by accident. If the snare feels a bit soft, put drum bus on the snare layer, not the whole bus yet. Start with drive around 2 to 6, transients plus 5 to plus 15. Usually keep boom off on a snare unless you know exactly what you're doing, because it can muddy the low mids fast. Now we're going to make the break support the layers, not compete with them. Drop a utility on the Apache rack and pull the gain down. Start around minus 5 dB. This is one of those trust the process moments. You want your kick and snare one shots to be the front of speaker hits. The Apache should be the movement you miss when it's gone, not the thing that dominates the mix. Optional. If you want a touch more width from the break, you can try widening it slightly, maybe up to 120%, but keep your kick and snare centered. And later we'll do a mono check to make sure you didn't break the groove. Now open the MIDI clip of the Apache slices. This is where you can clean the rhythm without murdering the vibe. Don't quantize the entire break. If you tighten everything perfectly to the grid, you remove the reason you chose a break in the first place. Instead, only correct the anchors if needed, like the main kick and snare positions, and let the hats and ghost notes keep their natural human feel. If a hat is popping out, don't immediately reach for compression. Lower the velocity on that slice first, or adjust the simpler volume for that slice if needed. Leveling early makes every processor later behave better. And if there are kick or snare slices in the break that clash with your one-shots, you can delete those hits from the MIDI pattern. That's a clean way to avoid stacking problems. Now let's glue everything together on the drums bus. On the drums bus group, drop an EQ8 first. Add a gentle low cut around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. Then listen for boxiness, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q, can clean up that cardboard vibe. Next, add glue compressor. Set the attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This isn't about crushing, it's about making the three layers feel like one kit. Then add drum bus on the group. Start with drive around 3 to 8, and transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how snappy you want it. If hats get harsh, use the damp control to tame brightness. Boom can be tempting. If you use it, keep it subtle, around 0 to 10%, tuned around 50 to 60 Hz, and only if it actually enhances the kick. If the low end gets cloudy, turn boom off and don't feel bad. Most muddy drum buses are just too much help. Finally, add a limiter as safety. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. You're just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. This is not the loudness war stage. This is don't accidentally clip when you get excited. Now do a real world test, a slash bean in context. Mute the Apache completely. Listen to just kick and snare. Does it already slap? It should. If it doesn't, fix that before you rely on the break. Now bring the Apache back and slowly until you miss it when it's muted, not until it's obviously loud. That one habit will keep your drum mix modern. Let's turn this into an actual 16-bar DNB phrase so it feels like music, not a loop. Bars 1 through 4. Start with Apache mostly tops. You can automate the break EQ high pass from something higher, like 250 Hz, down to 150 Hz as the section builds. Maybe keep the kick lighter or simpler here. Bars 5 through 8, bring full drums in. Kick and snare layers on, everything hitting. Bars 9 through 12, add a varination. Easy win. Remove the kick on bar 12 beat 1 for a tiny micro drop, then slam it back. Or do a snare flam. Duplicate the snare hit and nudge the duplicate 10 to 20 milliseconds so it sounds intentional. Bars 13 through 16, do a transition. Grab a slice from the break, maybe a little snare drag or hat run. Repeat it in the last half bar. You can even pitch one slice slightly for movement. And consider a short pause right before bar 17, even just an eighth note. That little silence makes the next downbeat feel huge. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave the break full range. It'll fight your kick and bass and your mix collapses. Don't ignore transient alignment. Great samples can sound weak purely because they're late by a few milliseconds or they're canceling in the low end. Don't oversaturate the bus early. Too much drive makes hats brittle and snares papery. Don't stack kicks without purpose. If both kicks have sub, you don't get more weight, you get flab. And don't forget velocity control on the break slices. If the break is chaotic, it distracts from the roll. Now a couple pro-style upgrades that are still beginner-friendly. If you want darker, heavier energy, dirty the break, keep the one-shots clean. Put a saturator on the Apache only. Try analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. That adds attitude without messing your kick and snare clarity. If you want a quick roller glue trick, add a ghost snare support layer. It's just a second, Quieter snare one shot for ghost hits around 1.1.4 or 1.3.4, wherever the Apache suggests. High pass that ghost snare around 250 to 400 HC and keep it 10 to 18 dB quieter than the main snare. You get motion without messing your backbeat. If your hats feel sharp but you don't want to turn them up, try an auto filter on the break. High pass around 300 to 600 HC and add a tiny bit of resonance for edge. It can make hats feel more present without actually raising volume. And do a mono check like a pro. Temporarily, put a utility on the drum's bus and set width to 0%. If the groove collapses, reduce stereo tricks on the break. Kick and snare should stay strong in mono. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Set 174 BPM and build a one bar loop from Apache slices. Add your kick one shot on 1.1 and 1.3, or 1.3.3 if you want that later push. Add your snare one shot on 1.2 and 1.4. High pass the break at 150 HC. On the drum's bus, use glue compressor for 1 to 3 dB of reduction, and drum bus with drive 5 and transients plus 10. Then make one variation bar. Remove one ghost hit, or add a tiny fill at the end. Export 8 bars and do a comparison. One version where the break is loud and the one shots are quiet, and one version where the one shots are loud and the break is tucked. Decide which one feels more like a modern roller, and try to describe why. That's how you train your ears fast. Recap, so you remember the philosophy. Apache is groove and texture, not your low-end foundation. One shots are consistency and punch. Warp accurately, slice to MIDI, high pass the break. Align transients. Glue it on a drum bus with stock Ableton devices. And use arrangement moves like mutes, fills, and filter automation to create energy without adding more samples. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, like liquid, neuro, jump up, or jungle, and describe your kick and snare in a sentence, I can give you a quick punch and groove fix list tailored to that vibe.